This is Randy Keck, and I'm speaking with Shane Davis, who is running for mayor of Aledo. Shane, I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with me.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Thanks for taking the time yourself.
Oh, you bet. So the first question is simply, what personal or professional attributes do you feel you have that would serve you well in the job of mayor of Aledo?
Well, Randy, I've served now on the council for almost 5 years. And before that, I was on Parks and Rec for 3 years. So I've sat back and kind of learned how the city operates, what its needs are, and kind of the direction it needs to go in. Prior to this, I've had leadership experience in several of my jobs. I was a corporate chef. I was a regional chef for different companies, a regional manager for different companies. And then even prior to that, in college, I worked for this in student housing, and I was a residence assistant. I served on student council. So I've always kind of been in a role of leadership, understanding the duties and parliamentary procedures and things like that. So I feel like my life has kind of always been set up to help and serve in some type of role of this magnitude.
Okay. What do you see as the biggest issues facing Aledo, and what would you do to address those?
The biggest thing in Aledo, it's twofold. Number one, we've got to look at how can we start to expand our tax base with businesses that meet our values. We are, in a fast growing city. And with that, right now, the majority of all our money that comes in is from the taxpayers, from the homeowners. We are not going to be able to survive long term on that plan. If you start to add a police department with wastewater expansion, infrastructure, those are all expensive items. And to place that squarely on the shoulders of taxpayers, it's not sustainable or right. I think we have to look at and say, how can we grow our commercial tax base so that we can have some tax relief so people can stay here and not get taxed out of their homes?
Okay. Well, and this may tie into that, but what is your vision for the city of Aledo?
So my vision stays the same, and I don't think Mayor Stanley, my opponent, I don't think his vision would be much different. We need to make Aledo Aledo in the fact of, we have the 242 acres across from Bailey Ranch Road that we can develop if we can work out a deal with the developer. And we have to figure out how to get sewer and water in there. And that's going to cost us money, but we need to take a good look at that. And then we need to look at what makes sense for Aledo. And I think with the current construction on I-30 and I-20, we're getting a good sense of what life might be like when it's not so easy to get into Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at those things that would make life easier and better to just stay here in town. So I think we need to look at how do we create an environment where you can eat, shop, and play all right here in Aledo.
Okay. Did I lose you?
Nope. I'm still here. I heard that sound too. I'm like, what does that mean, Randy? My time's up. What is that?
So that's really all the questions I have, but I'm giving everybody an opportunity to add anything that maybe if I missed or I didn't ask, I'd like to give you the opportunity to make a statement.
Sure. That's great. I appreciate it.
Okay. So do you want to add anything?
The only other thing I would, if I were going to add anything, we need to be more transparent. I think we've come down the road a little bit, but I don't think there's such a thing as over communication. I'd rather let people tell me I'm tired of hearing from you than we never hear from you. We've got to establish that culture where people know what the city's doing, know what we're working towards, and know that if you have a problem, if you have an issue, if it's a utility bill, if it's if there's a water main break, if you know, we hear you, we're addressing it, we're taking care of that. And then, you know, maybe we go back to every quarter we have a newsletter in your utility bill, so you can see, hey, these are the things that we're working on, these are the events that are coming up. So it's not a surprise, or I didn't, you know, no one says I didn't know. I think that's the other big piece of the puzzle for Aledo, because even though we're a small community, we're all so busy. It feels like the word doesn't get out well enough.
Okay. Shane, I really appreciate your time and your willingness to visit and for allowing us to put this online. So thanks very much.
Great. Thanks, Randy. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.